And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
And you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is deeper understanding. Each of my guests will give us a deeper understanding of their subject, whether it's money in the church, the brain, or having two successful careers. My next guest has had not one, but two awakenings in his life. He found his passion two different times. We'll talk about finding your life's true passion from somebody who's been lucky enough to have found it twice. A Ventura County native son, Tom Holt, wasn't into school and wasn't into studying. He wanted to race motocross. He was pretty good at it, too. So he left the United States, traveled abroad to pursue his passion. He went to Brazil, where he became a famous American motocross rider. And then he had his share of celebrity and, of course, success, and injuries followed that as well. One day, he had one of those awakenings. He decided to return to the United States, return to school, get his degree, and pursue a business career. He has had a successful career starting and operating two separate businesses. Currently, he's the CEO of Urbane Cafe, now with five locations. Welcome to the show, Tom. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, great. Well, glad to have you here, too.
Gotta love that introduction. I feel pretty famous already.
Well, you are famous, not only here, but in Brazil, so that's a lot more famous than Billy the Brain just here in Ventura County. So bring us up to date, because you've been on the show, and I was just looking at my records. It was exactly 1 year ago to this day that you were on the show. And Urbane Cafe, at that time, you were just opening up your Oxnard location. So bring us up to date. What's new since the last time you were on the show?
Well, it's been about 1 year since Agora and Oxnard opened up. We've had a great, great turnout on those locations. And we are just getting ready to start construction on a new location in San Luis. So San Luis Obispo will be our next, and we're hoping probably for a September opening.
September opening, San Luis Obispo. So if I got this straight, then that will put you in four different counties: Santa Barbara County, Ventura County, L.A. County, and San Diego County as well.
Sounds about right. That's sounds.
Well, that's pretty impressive growth. I mean, that's really pretty impressive growth. I don't want to downplay that, Tom, because that's four counties. And in just how many years have you been open as Urbane Cafe?
We've been open 7 years. So I was actually hoping a little bit faster growth. But I mean, like, I really believe that it's not how fast you grow or how many locations you have. I'm really out for creating a good product and making sure it's consistent over and over. So basically, it doesn't matter how many we have. It's just as long as we maintain our quality is what I really...
Well, if judging by the lines coming out of the doors at your various restaurants at lunchtime is any indication, you must be doing something right. But I really want to focus on this whole two career things that I set it up at the beginning, because you have had two very successful careers. And what makes it interesting to me is that when you were in school, you weren't into school that much. But we'll come back to that in just a minute. So let's start with your motocross career. What is it like to race motocross? What was the attraction for you to be a motocross racer?
The attraction was, I mean, I got hooked on really early. It was kind of the daredevil thing. Evel Knievel was hugely popular back then. So I wanted to be that guy that was on stage, and I had to, that's what I wanted to do.
So Evel Knievel was sort of your role model, as it
were. I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Well, no, everybody's got to have a role model, and yours was Evel Knievel. That is cool. What was it about the speed? What was it about the thrill, the adrenaline rush that you got from motocross?
You know, I think it was just something different. You know, that feeling when kind of, I always liked to jump, and it was that feeling of just the risk, the challenge. It just always excited me. And from the moment I saw it on TV, you know, seeing, you know, and I think you see all those people watching you, it was just a huge attraction to me.
Interesting. Now, how did that carry forward into your other life? Do you get that same thrill, that same energy from business that you got from motocross racing?
I do. It's a rush. I mean, every day is a rush when you see people coming in to the restaurant, and you know, it really is a rush both ways.
No, that is good. Now, motocross is big here in the United States, but I understand overseas it's even bigger. And you pursued your dream, you went to Brazil. So tell us the history. How did you break the news to your parents that you were not only dropping out of school, but going to Brazil as well to race motocross?
I think they were happy to get me out of the house. No. You know what? I was going around to a lot of these races, a lot of the supercross races, and I wasn't making a ton of money. So to get an opportunity to go out of the country and kind of live on my own and be on my own and actually make money was a huge attraction to me, and I think to my parents as well. It was very difficult because I was one of the only kids that didn't go to college, and I was expected to go to college, and I had different plans.
Well, to say the least. So you went to Brazil. We're talking to Tom Holt. He's the CEO of Urbane Cafe. We're talking about having multiple careers, which he has had in his life. So you went to Brazil. You actually became something of a celebrity in Brazil. Talk to us about stardom down below the equator. What was it like being a superstar down in Brazil?
It can't describe it. I mean, to go to anywhere and to sign an autograph is really special. And, you know, like I said last time, I mean, when my dad came down and I was able to sign autographs in front of my dad and my mom came down and it was a different experience. And it's something that I'm still happy about to this day.
Well, it must have been a proud moment not only for you but also for your parents to see that you had done well and for you to show off a little bit in front of your parents. So that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, coming from not going to college and, you know, I was always striving to be this motorcycle guy. I wanted to be the best racer I could be. And it was nice to see them see a little bit of success in me. Because, you know, there's such a struggle to get to that top, and I didn't have a lot of support. So to be able to get to that level was huge to me, and let my parents see that.
Well, just getting to that level is an accomplishment in and of its own, but that's not the only accomplishment that you've had. So let's fast forward, Tom, if we can, a little bit. You got out of motocross. What made you decide to get out of motocross, leave Brazil, and return back to the United States?
You know, my contract was up. It was funny. I crashed in the last race I was there, and I think my mom had seen me race maybe three times, and I crashed in this big stadium race. I was, my shoulder was popped out of the side of my arm, and you know, you can't speak, I could speak Portuguese, but it was, you know, when you're in pain and they're trying to pop your shoulder back in. My mom, she looked at me, she goes, "I'd rather pay for you to come home and stay home. I don't want you here." But, you know, it was really great.
Oh, well, I imagine. I mean, that's a horrific story, thinking about getting your shoulder popped in a foreign country. But you did return to the United States, and then you picked up and took a little bit different path. For some reason or another, this is one of your awakenings. You decided that you were going to return back to college, get your education, and that you were going to focus on business. Tell me about that decision-making process. Motocross is behind you now. Why did you decide to come back, go to college, and get into business?
You know what, I didn't see a lot of options out there. I mean, I basically started, you know, from college from scratch, and that was the only road I could do. I knew I had to put my head down and focus and start studying and figure out what I was going to do for the next phase of my life. I had always been competitive. I took that competitiveness from the racing into school, and I excelled.
Oh, that is great. Now, why, you know, you chose business, which, okay, it makes sense. You didn't see many options, and I understand that. But then within business, you know, you could have been an accountant. You could have been a CEO of just a regular corporation. Why did you decide to become an entrepreneur? Does this tie back to your racing, do you think?
Maybe it's a little risk. You know, I always, it's funny because I always would tell people when I was working, you know, you should do this, you should run it like this. And, you know, I grew up in a family that had some businesses and some experience, my dad, and I think I was able to take that schooling and put it with the risk and start a company, the first one.
Right, and then that led you to your first company. You're the CEO of Verbane Cafe now, Tom, but before that, you actually started another company. Just tell us briefly about that.
I had a chain of juice bars throughout Ventura County, and I started, you know, with just a dream of one, and I was like, oh, wow, this works, and I just kept progressing, and I kept learning along the way, and I knew it was a franchise, and I knew that it was short-lived, and I was ready to move on. So I was driving around in my car one day, and I was like, it was in 2003, I was driving around going, I am looking for a sandwich that is fast, flavorful, and I came up with the concept of a stone oven and creating our sandwiches from scratch. We do all our dough from scratch. We cook our meats from scratch. And that is what I wanted to do, is do my own thing, not a franchise, and try and succeed in that way.
All right. So you went from a juice place to what is now Urbane Cafe. But what was it about food that attracted you? I mean, there are all kinds of businesses. You could have started a tax preparation service. You could have started, you know, I'm thinking of obscure businesses, but you chose food. Why food? What is it about the food business that intrigues you?
You know what? I think it was just I was just kind of thrown into it. And, you know, it's crazy because my parents go, God, you are such a picky eater. How could you be in the restaurant business? But it has actually got me out of my comfort zone. And I think that that's also what attracts me. And ultimately what attracts me is just giving satisfaction to our guests. And that's what it's all about for me, is when I got the rush of just from the juice bars, giving great service, that is a rush to me now. And that's what we try and do every day.
All right. My guest is Tom Holt. He's the CEO of Urbane Cafe. Tom, break it down for us. What makes Urbane Cafe unique in all of the restaurants that are out here in Ventura, Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, and now San Diego and Los Angeles counties? What makes Urbane Cafe unique?
I think it's the freshness. I think it's fresh. It's flavorful. We do everything from scratch. I mean, there's nothing, we don't have a commissary like some of these big companies. And that's the way we want to continue to grow. I mean, every location does its own bread from scratch. We bake it in our hearth oven. Our meats are done in-house, all natural chicken breasts are grilled and baked in-house, natural turkey. So just bringing these flavors and together for our guests.
All right, now that brings up the obvious question, because if you're stretched from San Diego to San Luis Obispo, you have restaurants all the way in between, different suppliers for food and everything else. Is there variation in the taste and the quality of the food from restaurant to restaurant? And if not, how do you maintain that quality control?
It's team. We set up a core purveyor, and we've worked with some good contracting on our food. So everything that goes into every single store is the same. And then it's management. It's all about our team executing to perfection. And that's what we try and do every day. There should not be any variation, because we are managing our team to execute.
All right. Okay. Now, you have two locations here in Ventura County, and one is over here on Telephone Road in the Barnes & Noble Shopping Center. The other is at 1730 East Gonzales Road at the intersection of Rose and Gonzales. So if people are thinking about lunch today, why should they choose Urbane Cafe for their lunch choice?
Fresh and flavorful. I mean, we do everything from scratch, and I believe it's one of the best sandwiches out there. And you know, with the sandwich you get a side salad, and it's great.
All right.
And it's really nice portions, and it's a great value.
You're making me hungry, Tom. You're making me hungry. Well, let's shift back and let's talk a little bit about the business, because many of the people listening to the sound of our voice are in business themselves. What is the hardest part about being a business owner?
I think it's It's staffing. It's training. It's, you know, for me, it's to lead. But it really, it's staffing and training. And training the quality and consistency that you want. And it ultimately falls on me as creating the standards for our team members. And, you know, I tell them all the time, it's kind of funny, sometimes I walk in and I ask our guests, you know, our team members, I say, who's the boss? Who is the boss? And they always look at each other like, they point at me, and I say, no, not me. And then they point at each other and they're like, what? The guest is the boss.
Ah.
And that's what we are trying to do, is make sure that our team members that we train understand that ultimately the guest is the boss, and that's what we do to provide the service.
Now, it's interesting that you should say finding people is one of the hardest things, because here we are in the middle of a recession, just coming out of it, a lot of unemployment. You'd think there'd be a lot of people knocking on your door, aggressive people wanting to get into the business. You're not seeing that?
Not exactly. I mean, it is still one of the hardest things to find people with a passion. It's not always a pretty job. I'm managing people it's a lot of work, and some people don't have that passion, and you got to have that passion to be in the food industry, because it's not easy.
All right. My guest is Tom Holt, CEO of Urbane Cafe. Tom, then compare for my listeners, if you will, what's the biggest thrill about being an entrepreneur, and how does that compare to being a motocross superstar?
Well, you know, I don't think anything compared to the motocross thing. I still have that huge passion for me. I think the food aspect or the service part really attracts me. You know, having a great team and having unity, that totally attracts me. And having the competitiveness to get great food out consistently.
That is good. Now, if people want to learn more about Urbane Cafe, learn more about the products, the food that you serve, where would you direct them to go on the internet, Tom?
I would have them go to our website, www.urbanecafe.com, or Facebook. We do a lot of specials on Facebook, so we're pretty active in Facebook. So check those two things out, and we would love to see as many guests as possible.
And two locations here in Ventura, in the Barnes & Noble Shopping Center, Telephone and East Main Street. Also at 1730 East Gonzales Road, the intersection of Gonzales and Rose Avenue. Thanks so much, Tom, for being my special guest. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you very much for having me.